This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us in the next segment for the fourth hour. In this short segment, I want to try to break down some of the timeline, some of the context for what's happened with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC, what we've just learned in the last couple of days. It's very large, folks. Of course, we had less than a week ago, we found that the FBI had raided an IT worker who's been, there's been a long series of articles by the Daily Caller and a few other outlets. We've covered it ourselves as well, but of course mainstream media has ignored this thoroughly. And we started talking about the ghost employees, the people that were getting paid $160,000 plus, the family, the brothers who came from Pakistan. This is more, about four to five times more than what the typical IT worker was getting. This family got over $4 million in just a couple of years, and even as scandals began to crop up, even as they were being investigated by the Capitol Police for theft of equipment, Debbie Wasserman Schultz refused to fire this guy who was just arrested trying to leave the country after wiring $283,000 to Pakistan, he said at first, for a funeral. And the question is, whose funeral? His? From the Clinton people, or the funeral of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the political funeral of those people. This is something that his wife left in March, and of course she was stopped at the airport as she was going back to Pakistan. She had over $16,000 in cash. You think you and I would be allowed to leave if they were suspicious of something and we're carrying that amount of money? It was 25 years ago when I first saw one of the first civil asset forfeiture cases that I saw. And, of course, this was a black man who had a business. He would fly one way to another country, another state, and he would buy some equipment that he would then drive back in a truck. He'd rent a truck and buy, it was gardening and landscaping stuff that he would buy supplies and fly that back. Well, he went at the last minute because he didn't make a lot of plans. He went at the last minute, paid for his ticket in cash, and the person who sold him the ticket alerted the airport officials. They confiscated all of his cash. He was not involved in anything criminal. But, of course, they can just charge the cash and take it without charging you with a crime. But this lady, the wife of this individual, was allowed to leave with $16,000 in cash. He had a big stash of cash on him as well, was going to Pakistan. Now, this was just a couple of days after the FBI had finally moved to take a look at these disk drives. And remember, the DNC refused to turn over disk drives for quite some time. I don't think they've still turned over all the disk drives. But they learned that this individual had disk drives that had been stolen. When they finally got to them, they had been smashed. And so this reminds me of the story that you've all heard about the individual who is crossing the border. Sometimes it's with a bicycle, sometimes it's with a wheelbarrow or whatever. They are trying to figure out what he's doing. They think he's smuggling something, but they're not quite sure. And they keep stopping him and looking. He's on the bicycle, and eventually they realize he's smuggling bicycles. See, when he stole these disk drives, they weren't interested in reselling the used computer equipment. They were interested in what was on the disk drives, information, and then they don't want anybody to see what they were collecting there. So they smashed this. Now, we've had Representative Stephen King saying this individual, Imran Awan, had access to all the communications of the Foreign Affairs Committee. That should be very troubling if we know who he is. This is somebody who was guilty of blackmailing his stepmother. She went to the police. She had to have a translator because she didn't even speak English. But she was saying, he's threatening me and saying that they're going to kidnap my relatives back in Pakistan if I don't turn this over. Nevertheless, we have Democrat congressmen saying, this is nothing but Islamophobia. And this is the tact of defense that's being taken by his lawyer. Who is his lawyer? His lawyer is Chris Gowan, who said, this is clearly a right-wing, media-driven prosecution by the U.S. Attorney's Office that wants to prosecute people for working while Muslim. No, it was actually his relatives, his Muslim relatives that were being blackmailed by him. This is an individual, by the way, this attorney, who worked for the Bill Clinton White House. He worked for Senator Hillary Clinton. He worked on her 2008 campaign. He worked for the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Library. There's a lot of corruption going on here, folks, and when we see these people blackmailing, having access to the communications of the Foreign Committee, Foreign Affairs Committee, having access to all these Democrats, the question is, who were they blackmailing? They were sending this information off-site. We'll have more information about this tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. Paul Joseph Watson coming up.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and the Matt has gone for the time being. It will be back, but in its place is the Nazi haircut, as you can see. If you go to my Twitter, actually, I can show you what I'm talking about when I say Nazi haircut, because The Root, which is a big online publication, big left-wing news outlet, actually did an article a few months ago where they said Eric Trump was probably a Nazi, literally put him next to a picture of Hitler because he got a haircut which was a shaved back and sides with a bit of length on top. There you see one of the tweets. If you go to, if you scroll down a bit, there's a tweet a few hours ago I put out. It's probably not that one. But it's The Root magazine. Literally, they said that Eric Trump was probably a Nazi. Put his picture next to Hitler. There you see it. Next to Richard Spencer also. Because he got this haircut, which is, by the way, the most universally fashionable haircut amongst men aged, what, 18 to 40 right now in the entire Western world. But no, That's not why Eric Trump got that haircut. That's not why I got that haircut. We got it because we're alt-right fascists and we're literally Hitler. That's why we got that haircut. That was an actual serious news article that was published on the internet and people believed it. This is the level of the hysteria that we're dealing with, and we're going to get into more of that later here on the show. First up, Gateway Pundit reports Hillary Clinton is getting mercilessly roasted over her book title, What Happened? So yes, Hillary Clinton, in between whining about Russians and WikiLeaks and Alex Jones and InfoWars, she's released yet another book, despite the fact that they always bomb because nobody gives a damn about what she has to say anymore. She's released yet another book called What Happened? Well, a few people on Twitter, on social media, had their own version of what happened, and you can see some of them in this article. One of them simply says, schlonged. That's what happened to Hillary Rodham Clinton. There's a whole list of reasons what happened. Hillary getting thrown into the side of a van like a side of beef back in September last year. That's what happened. Hillary's 30,000 deleted emails. That's what happened. Hillary rigging the primaries. That's what happened. Her awful campaign strategy. That's what happened. Benghazi. That's what happened. The fact that she's a liar, a criminal. The fact that she abandoned Wisconsin. The fact that she called blacks super predators. The fact that she called half of America deplorables. That's what happened, Hillary. But now she's got a new book making more excuses about why she lost the election, blaming imaginary Russian conspiracy theories, no doubt, blaming WikiLeaks, blaming InfoWars. People have got their own version of what happened, and in fact, this was an idea mentioned to me shortly before I came on the show here by Laura Luma, who works over at The Rebel. Now, we're going to talk to Alex about this. I'm just going to float this right now. This is not an official announcement, obviously, because we need to talk about this. If Hillary Clinton has book signings for this book, which will probably happen, should we troll Hillary Clinton? That's the question I'm asking on the show today. Should we have people show up politely, buy her book at any particular book signing that she attends, and tell Hillary what happened, or at least ask her the question, what happened? What happened to your 30,000 emails, Hillary? What happened in Benghazi? What happened to all the money for Haiti? What happened there? What happened to the fact that a fifth of your campaign, at least, was funded by Saudi Arabia, a country that still stones gay people to death, and yet your daughter was out on Twitter yesterday virtue signaling about how much she cares about LGBT issues? What happened with that? Maybe we should have people show up at these events and ask Hillary directly what happened in all those cases. What happened, Hillary, when you intimidated and abused Bill Clinton's rape victims? What happened there? A lot of questions as to what happened in regards to Hillary Clinton, isn't there? And maybe we should ask her. Should we have a contest? This is not an official announcement. I'm floating the idea. Should we have a contest for the best confrontation of Hillary Clinton asking her what happened? Of course, it's completely dependent on if she does any actual book signings. We know for a fact that Hillary basically hates humans, so it might not happen. She might not want to actually meet them, God forbid, in public and, you know, touch them and have to speak to the scum, to the plebs. Is she actually doing any book signings for this book? We're going to find out. It was an idea that was presented to me literally 10 minutes ago. I think a very smart one. And we may indeed find out what happened in all those cases. Of course, she's not going to answer the questions, but it could be a nice little troll politely asking the question. Again, the left will probably freak out about this now. Newsweek will write articles saying that we're calling for civil war because we dare ask Hillary Clinton a question. But I think that's a very interesting proposal, and it may indeed come to fruition. So I'm going to float that idea now. Let's see if it comes into effect. Let's see if she actually does any book signings, because it's completely dependent on that. Moving on, Westminster reports Muslim gang attacks strangers in Liverpool for being white non-Muslims. You turn the tables on this, can you imagine for a second, given all the hysteria, given all the fake news about hate crime sweeping Britain after Brexit, which is a complete hoax, reports of hate crime have increased, actual documented examples haven't. Then when you drill down into what they classify as a hate crime, I mean, you basically had Wiltshire Police in the UK a couple of days ago saying that they would track down, they literally use those words, track down people who said mean things on Twitter. Now, it's not as if we've got acid attacks, not as if we've got stabbings, not as if we've got terrorism taking place, in some cases, every day in some areas of the UK right now. No, they're going to go after people who wrote offensive things on Twitter. Hate crimes, that's what they're defining it as now. Imagine if a group of white people had rampaged through the streets of a major city in the UK attacking Muslims for being Muslim. It would be a nationwide outrage, non-stop media coverage. You flip the tables, a group of Muslims attack white people specifically because they're not Muslims, which happened. The national broadcaster of the country, the BBC, hasn't even reported on it. The mafia that we all pay hundreds of pounds to every year not to get a knock on the door from their goons, not to get a criminal record, taxpayer funded, they're not reporting on this at all. Nothing, zick, nada, zilch. A gang of Muslim yobs have been jailed following vicious attacks on strangers in Liverpool town centre because they were, quote, white non-Muslims. Amin Mohammed, Mohammed Patel and Farooq Patel were caught after a passerby saw them attacking a man and using racist language talking about Muslims and Christians. One of the gang asked the man if he was a Muslim, to which he replied that he was, before being asked by the gang, well, what's the Muslim word? He replied with a well-known Arabic phrase, there is only one God, Muhammad is the messenger. He was allowed to leave. The gang then cornered another man, asking him, what are you? The victim was confused, but when one of them said, I'm a Muslim, what are you? He answered, I'm a Christian. The scumbags then assaulted the man, breaking his glasses and causing a cut above his eye, all while shouting, quote, why aren't you a Muslim? This is the Sharia law patrol that we're increasingly seeing on the streets of the UK. Beatdowns, violent assaults, policing of behaviour for people who aren't Muslims in British cities. A Labour councillor was also beaten by the men. He was walking through the town with his girlfriend, as was a passerby who tried to intervene. He was taken to hospital and treated for bruising and bleeding to his eyes. Judge Louise Brandon said, quote, this was a disgraceful and sustained campaign of violence carried out on the streets of this city. Mohammed confessed to, quote, targeting people because they were white and non-Muslim. That's a direct quote. Farooq told officers he filmed the attacks because he thought it was, quote, funny, and described it as, quote, a laugh. Mohammed cried as he was jailed for 42 weeks. Patel received 42 and 18 weeks, respectively, in a young offenders institution. So they're not even going to be in jail for a year. They'll probably be out in 3 months after vicious hate crime attacks on white people because they're not Muslims on the streets of a British city. Not a scintilla of coverage from the country's national broadcaster, the BBC. Oh, but the focus now has become a Muslim man stops them from attacking someone. So, we've found a reason to bow down and worship Islam once again. They've even managed to squeeze that out of a story where a Muslim mob is attacking white people because they're not Muslims. They managed to squeeze a pro-Islam narrative out of even that. And the BBC is not reporting on it at all. I'm going to do an article about that. We will see if we can pressure the top national taxpayer-funded broadcaster to report on a rampant hate crime mob rage that we saw on the streets of Liverpool. It's being reported elsewhere. It's not being reported by the BBC. If that was white people attacking Muslims because they were Muslim, brutally assaulting them, would be a national news story for weeks. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Another story here, in terms of cultural enrichment, failed Afghan asylum seeker who wanted to kill Germans allowed to stay. Oh, what could possibly go wrong? A failed Afghan asylum seeker who said he wanted to kill Germans, yeah, great integration, multiculturalism working great, isn't it, has been allowed to stay in the country following an appeal. ASFN, again, they don't give the full names because they protect them, was arrested 2 months ago at a college in Nuremberg with a view to being deported, however, following riots from far-left students. Oh, they came to his aid. He lodged an appeal, tried to claim asylum. He was successful in doing so thanks to left-wingers protesting in his favour after he said he wanted to kill Germans. Absolutely despicable. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul
Joseph Watson.
I'll be hosting the full 3 hours of the main radio show tomorrow. We've got Tommy Robinson coming on to talk about the latest with everything that he's doing. May have another guest that I'm working on as well. We'll wait and see on that. But I will be hosting the full 3 hours of the radio show tomorrow. Before I get back into the news today, I want to tell you about the last week of July specials. This is the last week that you can take advantage of these specials, of course, with the month of July coming to an end. Huge discounts on a ton of products. It's important to support us right now. We're always under media attack. It's intensified over the past few months. This hysteria they've created around Trump hasn't worked, so now they're getting more and more desperate. The attacks are increasing, which is why we need your support more than ever. Silver Bullet is available at $9.95. That's a ridiculous discount. 66% off retail. Super Female Vitality, $29.95. That's 57% off. You have the Strawberry Caveman Formula at 25% off retail. That's $44.96. And a ton of other great discounts. You have the Super Silver Special, which is the Silver Bullet toothpaste, the Super Blue toothpaste, the Silver Bullet, and the Power Toothbrush at 50% off. That's just $34.93. Also discounts on Pro Pure Traveler, Alexa Pure Breeze, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Knockout, Prostaguard, up to 50% off on all those products. And of course, the conservatism is the new counterculture. Coffee mugs, which you can now get for 33% off either one, guaranteed to trigger a leftist, absolutely guaranteed. Great quality coffee mugs as well. And they're available at a discount of 33% off. DNA Force is also selling out, 20% off that. Massive discounts, last week of July specials. Get on it today. Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com. Please support us today. Now, as Scaramucci, the Mooch, begins the clean out of the leakers, the traitors that have tried to sabotage Donald J. Trump, Michael Moore is still having a temper tantrum. The guy who has literally tried to overthrow Trump through his hysteria for the past 6-7 months is still talking about it. This is out of CNS News. Michael Moore, I refuse to live in a country where Donald Trump is president. And I'm not leaving. Literally sounds like a child having a tantrum because he didn't get his own way. Actually sounds like that. Let's go to the video clip. This is Michael Moore on Stephen Colbert's show. Here's the clip.
So I will tell you this. I will say this. I refuse to live in a country where Donald Trump is president. And I'm not leaving. So something's got to change.
We got 3.5 more years. 3.5 more years.
Well,
do you think he makes it all four? Do you make it makes another 3.5 years?
Well, I live with the attitude, and I'm sorry to, you know, I don't mean to go dark on you here, but just think of, you know, you all know your age right now. How old are you going to be in 2025? The possibility exists that Donald Trump will be our president in the year 2025.
Get used to it. 6 months later, or even 7 months later, hysterical sack of crap, Michael Moore is still trying to overthrow the president with his temper tantrums. After all this time, I think what happened with Michael Moore, who, by the way, was a big Bernie Sanders fan, basically said Hillary Clinton was evil incarnate for months and months during the presidential campaign, suddenly flipped and endorsed Hillary Clinton, despite the fact that she was evil, according to him, for being funded by Goldman Sachs, for voting for the Iraq war, for all these other reasons why you shouldn't vote for her. Oh, suddenly you should vote for her. That's Michael Moore's integrity. It's non-existent. So this is a guy who came out when everyone was saying, oh, it's inevitable that Hillary Clinton will win. He's the one guy on the left that said, no, we have to be troubled by the prospect of Donald Trump winning. He was right. Basically, since now he thinks he's Nostradamus, that he predicted this great unknown event, he thinks he can actually steer and manipulate reality by making other predictions. The problem with that is every single prediction he's made since has failed. Every single hysterical resistance activity he's tried has failed. Called on the Democrats to declare a national emergency. Failed. Called on protesters to disrupt the inauguration. Failed. Said there was something unexpected that might happen in December that would prevent Trump from being inaugurated. Never happened. Michael Moore is a sack of crap. He's been wrong time and time again. He'll be wrong with this, too. We'll be back after the break. Don't go away.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back. It's the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. There was just an article published at a website called Pop Matters, entitled "The Summer of Love Lives On at the High Sierra Music Festival." They mention my phrase, which I've said many times over the past 6 months, that conservatism is the new counterculture, which is completely borne out by the fact that Generation Z is the most conservative generation since World War II. More and more people are rejecting the alt-left, which has essentially become the mainstream left over the past year or so. Oh, but this article proves me wrong. It says, quote, "This key point about peace, love, and fun." Because leftists really love fun, don't they? They don't try to ban anyone who says anything offensive. Is what alt-right agitator, don't even identify as alt-right, Paul Joseph Watson from Infowars.com misses completely with his utterly clueless suggestion earlier this year that the alt, this is a quote from them, I said, apparently, quote, the alt-right is a new counterculture. That's a quote. Never said that. Never said that. Like, learn what quotes are before trying slagging me off in articles. Said conservatism was the new counterculture, not the alt-right. The alt-right doesn't even like me. Get it right. This is basic stuff here. No, sir, Mr. Watson. This article reads like it was written by a 14-year-old. No, sir, Mr. Watson. You and your ilk aren't even in the ballpark. Right, so me saying conservatism is the new counterculture was so silly, was so asinine, was so manifestly ridiculous 4 months ago that the left spent the next 4 months writing panicked articles reassuring themselves that conservatism isn't the new counterculture. If what I said was so out there, so incredibly stupid, why do you keep bringing it up? Something tells me it makes them nervous because they're looking at the same polls as me that show, as I said, Generation Z being the most conservative generation since World War II. They're looking at the same numbers. They're panicked. They're nervous. They're having to reassure themselves that they have the monopoly on the counterculture. And they did. They have. For so long, that's how they became the dominant culture. You can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. When are you going to get that? When all the celebrities on the left virtue signal, they all share the same opinions, that's not counterculture anymore. It's a pretty simple concept to understand. And they, in the back of their minds, I think they really do understand it, which is why they're so nervous, which is why they have to write these panicked articles. In the past 4 months since I said, I don't even say it that much on Twitter anymore. They bring it up. It's really, I'm going to start saying it more. I'm going to start saying it every day once again. Conservatism is the new counterculture because this really gets under their skin. I'm going to resurrect it and it's going to come back stronger than ever. How do you like them apples? Absolutely hilarious stuff. Speaking of hilarious, the BBC came out with a cartoon, and this was actually in a December 2016 production. It was an educational cartoon for kids about Roman Britain. They chose to depict a, quote, typical, their word, not mine, typical Roman family in Britain 1,500 years ago as black. Now, why do you think they did that? Do you think they did that because a typical Roman family in Roman Britain 1,500 years ago would have been black? Or because it was politically correct tokenism from the BBC, one of the most, if not the most, PC-obsessed entities in the Western world? Which one do you think is more likely? Well, I made a video about this. In fact, the original way the issue arose was a tweet. I got attacked by some fake supply teacher who claimed to be a historian. The media picked it up. J.K. Rowling picked it up. It got a lot of press attention from outlets that nobody reads, basically. So it turned into a bit of a thing. I made a video about it. This is the video. I'm going to come back and talk about it after, because this has only got funnier in the 2 days since. Here's the video about the BBC and historians self-proclaimed literally trying to rewrite history to claim that Roman Britain was ethnically diverse 1,500 years ago. Here's the video. The BBC released an educational documentary about Roman Britain, depicting what they said was, quote, an exploration of life in Roman Britain shown through the eyes of a typical family. This is how they chose to depict a typical family in Roman Britain over 1,500 years ago.
Yeah.
Really. I tweeted about it saying it was historically inaccurate to depict Roman Britain as ethnically diverse, making the point that this was obviously the BBC engaging in politically correct tokenism, and that this wasn't what a typical family in Roman Britain would have looked like. Oh, and the butthurt was immense. Verified libtards from every corner of Twitter exploded with rage, including J.K. Rowling, who,
Still hasn't got back to me on why she virtue signals all day about refugees.
Yes.
Still hasn't taken in any refugees, despite owning multiple mansions and having umpteen empty spare bedrooms. She then retweeted this tweet storm from a self-proclaimed historian supply teacher. Let's call him Mr. Potato Head. Who proceeded to school me on how Roman Britain really was ethnically diverse. Except he didn't school me on anything. He schooled himself. On being a retard, what was Mr. Potato Head's evidence that Roman Britain was ethnically diverse? Well, first, that I'm a fascist, which, last time I checked, isn't an argument. Second, that provincial governors in Roman Britain had black slaves. And third, that they found the skeleton of a North African woman who lived in Roman London. And that's it. So Mr. Potato Head schooling me consisted of him proving there were a smattering of non-white people living in Roman Britain, which is not the same thing as proving that Roman Britain was ethnically diverse. It wasn't. And this isn't a typical depiction of a family in Roman Britain. There is some evidence of migration to Roman Britain from other parts of the empire, but there is considerable evidence to suggest that the population of Roman Britain remained overwhelmingly indigenous. Including the army's dependents, there were probably 125,000 migrants. In the British Isles, out of a population of 4 million, which is about 3%. It would be as ludicrous as going to a country that's 97% black and then claiming that this is an accurate representation of a typical family living in that country. A small amount of non-white people living in a country doesn't make it ethnically diverse. That's clearly an outlier, not a reflection of widespread ethnic diversity. That's like saying Japan is ethnically diverse because 1.5% of people living in Japan aren't ethnically Japanese. Japan is 98.5% Japanese. That's not ethnically diverse. When I asked Mr. Potato Head directly what percentage of Roman Britons were non-white, he admitted there was no way of knowing, but that Roman Britain definitely wasn't homogenous. Except, I never said it was homogenous. I also never said it was monoracial. Yeah, little tip for you, Mr. Potato Head. If you school me on an argument that I never made, that's not schooling me. That's called a straw man and a complete misrepresentation of my argument. You called me a retard, yet you can't read. Who's the retard? No one is denying that there were a small amount of non-white people in Roman Britain. That's not the argument. The fact that there were a smattering of non-white people in Roman Britain doesn't mean that Roman Britain was ethnically diverse by today's standards, to the point where a typical family in Roman Britain would be depicted as black. Let's look at some other depictions of Roman Britain. So given that this is how the BBC thinks Roman Britain should accurately be depicted, what kind of racist would depict Roman Britain like this? No black people in that image. Oh, look, it's the BBC. This is how the BBC chose to depict Roman Britain back in 2003. Back then, everyone in the BBC's depiction of Roman Britain was white. Right, so what's changed between 2003 and 2017? Did we suddenly reverse 2,000 years of knowledge and figure out that Roman Britain was in fact ethnically diverse? Or did the BBC, which is so politically correct when it comes to race, that it literally banned white people from applying for jobs, during that time period become obsessed with political correctness and racial tokenism? Which is the more likely scenario? I wonder. Here's another depiction of Roman Britain. Queen Boudicca leading a rebellion against the Romans. Yeah, a lot of honkies in that painting. Here's another depiction of Roman Britain, a famous painting called Britain's Deploring Departure of the Last Roman Legion. Yeah, I don't see many black people. Here's the Natural History Museum's illustration of daily life in Roman London. You'll notice a distinct lack of melanin. Here's another famous painting of a family of ancient Britons in Roman Britain. Yeah, a lot of whiteys there. Here's another. Is this a more accurate depiction of a typical family in Roman Britain, or is this? So either Roman Britain wasn't ethnically diverse by today's standards, and all these depictions of Roman Britain stretching back hundreds of years are consistently accurate in depicting that, or every single one of these depictions is wrong, and this one BBC depiction from 2017 is accurate. Which is the more likely scenario? To portray a typical family, again, their words, not mine, in Roman Britain as black is not typical. It would be incredibly rare, which is why virtually every other depiction of Roman Britain doesn't do this. The BBC did it for politically correct tokenism at the expense of historical accuracy. That's the argument I made, and it's patently true. This is an ethnically diverse Britain. This isn't. Roman Britain clearly wasn't ethnically diverse by today's standards. Here's the BBC's next educational cartoon, an insight into how British women lived during the Victorian era. Historians say it's stunningly accurate. Tomorrow on BBC One, we look at how Vikings invaded and occupied England from the 8th century onwards. Stunningly accurate. Oh yeah, and just like flies around... The usual gaggle of UK leftist hipster twats descended on this. Mashable, the Independent, who by the way write endless hit pieces on me while begging for an interview. And Elle Magazine.
This history buff's takedown of a political correctness gone mad tweet is everything we needed today. A black James Bond, that's political correctness gone mad. A cartoon Rastafarian mouse, that's political correctness gone mad.
Yeah, can you enlighten me, please, Elle Magazine, on how people getting mad over fictional TV and movie characters, which I said nothing about, has anything to do with a debate about historical accuracy? Oh, but Mr. Potato Head owned me. How are you going to own me when you can't even own the fact that your hairline has itself receded back to Roman times? Just shave it off. Yeah, and wearing caps on your head isn't a long-term solution.
TJW got triggered. Look how triggered he is.
I'm triggered.
Yeah, this guy's so PC-obsessed, he gets triggered by images of Templar Knights. He posted a long diatribe. His pants about me making this video. So you attack me publicly, get all your verified libtard friends to pile in, and then when I dare to respond, you go cry in a corner. They love to dish it out, don't they? Not so good at taking it back, though. I mean, do I even need to roast this guy, considering he got roasted by his own politically correct obsessed fan base for using an offensive word and had to apologize for it? This is a guy who was in the news for trying to ban the word banter in school classrooms because someone's feelings might get hurt. Banter is another word for fun. And now it all starts to make sense. Mr. Potato Head is a hysterical leftist blob obsessed with political correctness who got triggered by me pointing out reality.
I'm triggered.
The reality that the BBC depicting black people as a typical family in Roman Britain was clearly a clumsy attempt to inject politically correct propaganda into a cartoon aimed at children. It wasn't historically accurate. By today's standards, Roman Britain wasn't ethnically diverse. You didn't school me on anything. You didn't even address my argument. You're a self-proclaimed historian who's literally trying to rewrite history to fit your political agenda. The lie that Britain has always been ethnically diverse. It hasn't. You're trying to push the myth that mass uncontrolled immigration is natural because it's always been that way. Immigration into Britain was minimal until the 20th century. And no amount of PC pandering BBC cartoons for kids are ever going to change that historical fact. Mr. Potato Head, you tried to take on the king of the roast, and look what happened. You got roasted. There we have it.
That is a video called Paul Joseph Watson Got Owned. Pong-in-cheek title. And this continues today. They actually came out with an article in The Independent, which, by the way, as I said in the video, literally begged me for an interview over and over again. Said no, so they proceeded to write hit piece after hit piece, which is okay, because nobody reads them. In fact, this article, when I looked at it earlier today, after, you know, hours after it had been published, it had one comment. That comment was by me. So nobody's even reading this stuff. The fact is, some of it does get amplified, though, when people like J.K. Rowling, Virtue Signaler Supreme, retweet it. She's got millions of idiotic followers. Twitter is a big echo chamber. It gets media attention. I respond to it. Oh, you're triggered. Yeah, there's a difference between being triggered, for example, by an image of Nigel Farage, as the left is, or an image of a Templar knight, like this Potato Head fake historian was. There's a difference between that and responding to attacks on you by the media, okay? Big difference. Get your own insult. Isn't it amazing that the word triggered has been appropriated by the left because they're so intellectually stunted to think up their own insults? Interesting development there. But this article out of The Independent, if you want to pull it up, the headline is this.
While debunking a historian, this alt-right commentator got owned again. So if we just put owned in the headline, that means he was owned. Okay, let's take a look. The article says at the tail end of the rambling monologue, they're talking about the video that you just heard, Watson suggests sequels to the BBC educational video, including an insight into how British women lived during the Victorian era while displaying a picture of women wearing burqas and hijabs. And if you scroll down this article, click on the article there, click on the link to the independent article. You can scroll down in the article. They show my original tweet where I make a joke saying, what's the BBC going to do next? Are they going to say that this, pictures of Muslim women in hijabs, are representative, if you scroll down further, of 19... They have it right there. There's a tweet. Is that representative of 19th century Victorian era women? Is that what they're going to say next? Is it going to get that crazy? And they came out in this article and said that I was owned because one person on Twitter pointed out that a mosque was built in 1889 in the UK, in London, which is what, literally 2 years before Queen Victoria died, and that because there was one mosque in London, that means pictures of women in burqas is an accurate representation of Victorian era Britain. They actually made that point and said that I was owned for saying that that's ridiculous. I got owned for saying, showing pictures of Muslim women in burqas and claiming that that's representative of Victorian era England. I got owned for saying that as a joke. Absolutely incredible, because one mosque existed in London 2 years before Queen Victoria died. Therefore, London and England must have just been awash with burqa-wearing Muslim women, right? That's literally what they put, and people get paid to publish this. No wonder that absolutely no one reads The Independent. That's why I went out of business in the print version in the first place. We'll be back on The Alex Jones Show live after the break, Infowars.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be Californian standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Be sure to tune into the show tomorrow. I'll be hosting for 3 hours of Friday's show. Guests include Tommy Robinson and maybe one other, so be sure to tune in for that. I'm going to hit a couple of final news stories here in a second, but I want to tell you about free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Still available. Free shipping on absolutely everything. Which, if you think about it, if you're stocking up, if you're buying a lot of products at once, free shipping on every single product, that is going to save you a ton of money, and it's still available on all supplements, water filters, gear, seeds, DVDs, and books. Help support the operation, get the best high-quality products out there. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping. We also have, as I mentioned before, last week of July specials. These specials are all going to end, and that is a big deal because on some of these products, you can get 66% off. For example, the Silver Bullet is just $9.95. That's a massive discount. Last week of July specials. Again, we're not funded. We don't have to make propaganda pieces for Gulf State dictatorships like CNN to make our money. Isn't that a good thing? We're not beholden to the whims of Gulf State dictators. That's quite a benefit when you're crafting an editorial news agenda, isn't it? We're beholden to you. And nobody else. You don't get fat checks from George Soros like Black Lives Matter and Media Matters to talk trash about other people, which is all they do. Not a real news organization. We're not funded by that. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies that tell us what we can and can't publish. Which, by the way, even some in the alternative media are funded by. We're funded by you getting the products. That's why we're the most stridently independent, the very true meaning of the word independent news outlet, basically in existence right now. And that's solely down to you supporting us by getting these products over the years, by continuing to stock up and take advantage of these huge discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, InfoWarsLive.com, we have the new True Whey Protein, 25% off Ultimate Protein Pack. A grass-fed whey protein, which is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, if you're trying to bulk up, if you're trying to build muscle, whey protein is absolutely essential. We have it. You're probably going to buy this anyway if you're into fitness at any kind of level. Essential ingredient for your diet, whey protein. We've got it, the Ultimate Protein Pack, 25% off of Caveman, and True Whey Protein at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's hit the final couple of news stories here. Great Ormond Street Hospital denied as our final wish, Charlie God's parents say. This has been a relentless disgrace from start to finish. I knew it would happen because this is how they operate. This is a death panel system. Remember, I tried to get some media attention for a little Romanian baby that was in the same hospital. Parents, hardworking immigrants, spoke excellent English. They were refused permission to have their baby treated elsewhere despite raising the money to do so. They were refused in some cases and at certain times even permission to be with their baby in the hospital alone because these staff were so full of hatred and distrust they thought they would try and steal their own baby, like rip the cords out and take it out of the hospital. Absolutely insane. They weren't given some permission to take the baby home. It died on the roof. They granted them the permission to take it up to the roof. Now they're saying in the case of Charlie God, they'll let it go to a hospice. The parents have been denied their final wish. An absolute disgrace. Australian police seek the right to install malware on home devices during emergencies. They're saying during times of national emergency, they need malware in homes to conduct mass surveillance. Absolutely insane story. We'll get into that more on tomorrow's show, which I will be hosting. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Thanks for joining us. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
After being sold out for